This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
TGIF, welcome to Party Line on a Friday on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by our good folks over at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you know the drill. You're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, SAMIAM Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. You have an odd look on your face.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why No, that's not it.
What's the matter?
No, it's just called, I have a delay. Do you have a delay in your headphones?
I do not.
Oh, I do in mine. You don't have one in yours either? The whole time you were talking, it was like 3 seconds behind in my headphones, so.
Yeah, I'll
switch it to the other one later. Switch to the other one and see if you can hear okay.
So, no, I'll.
I can hear the delay.
You can hear the delay? Yeah, so.
Okay.
Can
you hear the delay now?
Oh, no. Delay is still there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still there.
Let's not do that.
All right. Well, anyway. Hey, you just never know what you're going to get when you come in, you know?
No.
Today, by the way, is Friday, May 8th. If you are participating in the Senior Olympics, then today, with our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home, it's Walk a Mile Day, which starts at 10 o'clock this morning, and the weather for that, Mel.
Tomorrow?
No, today.
Today. Oh, it'll be good until this evening, till
okay.
This afternoon.
So you should have good weather today to walk the mile.
Oh, yeah.
And that's happening at Wesley Manor. And then today at 2 o'clock at the Paul Philippi Resource Center, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, so you might want to take an umbrella or a light jacket with you just in case, because maybe by the time you come out, you may be seeing some showers. So.
I mean, can we just get a day here to get the lawns mowed? I know the farmers are chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want more than that now at this point because my son-in-law needs to get some crops in the ground. So, yep.
All right. Well, he's not the only one.
No, he's not. There's a bunch of them.
And they're all tapping their toe and doing this with their fingers and so on and so forth. So, anyway, what is our forecast for the weekend?
For the weekend, well, today and tonight, we're going to see rain, chance of it leastwise, possibly even a thunderstorm here or there scattered throughout. Saturday, going to be gradually start out cloudy, going to get up into the 70s, though, so a little breezy, but it'll be all right. But Saturday night, chance of showers again. Sunday, showers, and colder, 64 for a high, low 41. Monday, sunny and a high of 60, so we're still on the roller coaster.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's back again Tuesday, same thing. Chance of showers. Wednesday, chance of showers. And then we go back into a couple of days of sunshine. So, yeah. Mother Nature just needs to get off it.
Well, we complained because we needed rain. And then when you complain, this is what you get.
Yeah, somebody pour her a glass of mole and let's get it over with.
All right, we have guests in the studio today from the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties. We welcome Emily Himmersbach and Catherine Calabro. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Oh, we're just jazzy. It's Friday.
Jazzy, I like that. I'm jazzy. Jazzins.
I am regaining my voice, that's so I don't sound like my normal self today, but we're just going to go with it.
That's because you've kind of been here, there, and everywhere, haven't you?
Yes, all over the world, you know.
Well, she just got back from a trip to Washington. I saw her Wednesday, where we got to spend a little time. It was Wednesday, right? Or Tuesday?
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday, we got to spend a little time together. Yeah. And then you had something else on Wednesday, and now you're here today. So you've kind of been all over. You didn't bring that Hannah virus or whatever it's called with you.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I just brought laryngitis back, apparently.
All right. And I do mean that jokingly.
Yes, yes. She I'm not, clear, people.
She has not been out of the country.
No.
Well, Washington, that's kind of another country, isn't it? In some ways.
Sometimes it feels like it.
That is exactly right. Well, there's so many things that you have to tell us about from the Community Foundation.
Yeah.
So not only did you bring notes today, but girl, you brought a book with you. I like that.
I did. We're so busy. We're in, like, I think our busiest season probably this year. We just turned our annual report over to the printer, so that'll be coming out here in the next few weeks. So we're really excited about that. It's called Community Connections, and we can't wait for you all to see it. Kat and I have spent endless hours on it, and our team has spent endless hours on it. So I'm really excited to just share the impact of 2025 and the things that have happened, and just, you know, what our donors have made happen, really, is the goal of that annual report, is for you to see what you've done in your community, and the things that the foundation has been able to help with because of you. So
do you, now that you've been there for several years, do you now sit back and just think, because year over year, especially the last, I want to say 3, 4, 5, there's been tremendous growth.
Yeah.
Do you just look back and be like, holy cow, we just keep moving and shaking and doing? And
I do, for sure. But I think that a really great example of that is Lucinda, she's retiring in just a couple weeks, actually. Sad face. We won't talk about that too much because I'll cry because I love her so much. But she's been there 32 years, and we recently had a conversation with her about her years with us. And she was telling us that when she started the foundation, we had $140,000 in assets. And we have I think we're right around $145 million in assets now. So I think, you know, for us, I've been there 4 years, and so obviously the growth has been tremendous in the time that I've been there, but the growth has been crazy since she started. You know, she says, like, I never could have even fathomed where we would be now and what we would be able to accomplish because of the people all along those, you know, 30 plus years in all three counties that have donated and entrusted us with dollars that are growing and giving and growing and giving and growing and giving. And, you know, that momentum is just going to keep moving forward as we continue.
$145,000 to $145 million.
Yeah. That pretty mind-blowing.
That is a lot to take in. My little head just went, poof.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Howard County Foundation was the first one that was started with $10,000. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you look at it that way, it's like, you know, it's just the collective work of all of these community members who have entrusted the foundation and decided together that we're stronger together than we are apart, and that we can, you know, look forward at a legacy beyond each one of us and see that we can grow and just, you know, take care of our community in ways that we can't even imagine. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that helped start the foundation that are not here anymore, but their dollars are still impacting what's happening today. So that's really special.
That does. And that means a lot to people, I think, because that's, we want to leave some kind of legacy, you know? And if we know that we can continue to make an impact in our community long after we're gone, that's probably the biggest gift I feel like I could feel, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's really special. I mean, when we get into it, I get emotional because, you know, memorial giving and tributes and stuff, I've experienced a lot of loss in my life. And so having a way to remember people you love is really important, but having a way to remember them that gives back to the community, I think, is even better. And, you know, I think people also want to be remembered. And so this is a great way to do that. Lucinda has talked about that even with the, you know, she's getting ready to retire, and, you know, her and her husband spent the last couple of years establishing a fund in each county so that, you know, their legacy can live on past, you know, past her career and eventually past our lives. Essentially, their name is still going to be out there giving back to the community. And that's really cool and easily said for every fund that we have at the foundation. The foundation itself will outlive all of us. That's the goal, is that it will still be giving back. And we're just, you know, a little part of the story.
I love that. Well, school is about to get out. And
yeah, I think the teachers are probably, they're kind of dying at this point. I have a teacher friend who's just like, pray for us, please. Like, I love you so much. I'm so sorry.
No, I get it, though. You know, at the end of the year, we all used to get a little bit of, yeah, even though we weren't seniors, yeah, but everybody gets senioritis, right?
Uh-huh, for sure.
There are a lot of grants are going to be given away here. Yeah. So are we allowed to talk about those yet? Or
yeah,
are those still pretty secret? Or
we can talk about our first grant cycle. So we've kind of got those approved and getting those out, and really exciting stuff happening in our communities. I mean, we're looking at over, I'm doing quick math in my head over here, but our first cycle probably put out over $300,000. So that's huge. Some fun ones that we did this cycle, Mulberry Police Department, they got a $15,000 grant for AED and portable radios. So they just needed some upgrades on some things there. And that's kind of like, when you think about the things the foundation does, we've talked about this before when we've discussed kind of like that we don't just do the fun programmatic projects, but also things that are just like needs in the community. And so you think about AEDs, like, yeah, we definitely want our police departments to have those, and portable radios, really important. So if we can help fund those things, those are important too. While they might not be exciting to the average Joe, you know, it's going to be real exciting for you if your heart stops or
Absolutely. Something
like that. Like, you're going to be glad that they have an AED there.
Well, and especially for departments like that, that are volunteer, that are not, you know,
they're not close to town, not, where they can get immediate,
yeah,
maybe. That's as good
and
as.
And I want to say their funding is not quite as
robust.
Yeah. So I can see where that would help quite a bit.
Yeah, we had a fun one in Carroll County. I don't know if you guys have heard of the diaper bag ministry there.
Yes.
I have to say the name of this one because I think it's so cute. We did a $4,000 grant for them, and it says Changing Carroll County Babies' Lives from the Bottom Up.
That is cute.
And I loved it so much. We've talked about it several times, but they're doing something really important. Diapers are a challenging thing. And from my understanding, that's a provision that's not really provided in other types of like food pantries and things like that. So making sure that our babies all have clean, you know, hygiene and are healthy and safe, those are really good thing that they're doing in their community. So we're really happy about that.
Boy, you talk about another thing where cost is going up, you know, having children. Look, Catherine's over there going, I got twin babies, you're telling me. But diapers is a huge cost. Mel and I rode in together this morning. That's how we were talking just about that exact thing coming in this morning about how costs are going up still. And trying to make ends meet is consistently, you know, tough for some folks. And diapers
depending on your age of your child, you're buying daytime and nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Kat. Kat's over there.
I feel your pain
because my daughter is in the same boat. She's buying both. And
she's got twins, though.
Yeah. Well, Kinsey. So Carrie's got two, too. Because one refuses to learn. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about some upcoming events.
Let's do it.
I'm excited. So let me first mention, you know, I've mentioned hit on Listen to Retiring here. Her last day is May 29th, and we are throwing an open house for her last day because we know that in 32 years, you talk to a lot of people. And so we know a lot of people want to come give her a hug and tell her how much she means to them. And so 12 to 4, May 29th, Friday, May 29th, at the Foundation office in Kokomo. We are going to have an open house for her, and we are very excited. We'll have cupcakes. We'll have a little bit of food. But, hey, like, please come. Take a picture with her. Tell her how much she means to you.
Has started funds in three counties.
Yeah.
I mean, just to say thank you.
I do want to plug something. She's probably going to kill me. So listen, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. But she did, like Emily said, she talked to us a little bit about her journey with the foundation and her start. And that is on a reel on our Facebook page. So if you're interested to learn more about Lucinda and her journey with the foundation, please check that out and give her so much love. Mm-hmm. Especially if you can't come to the event, just write on there, give her some well wishes. She reads them, so.
Oh, that's cute. Well, and it says a lot, again, and I know we've talked about that as well, but somebody who works there that's willing to make that kind of an impact, knowing what they do and seeing everything behind the scenes, I think says a lot about your organization as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty large investment that her and her husband have made in the foundation. So she knows the inner bones, as I like to say, and is still willing to put her dollars there. So that speaks more value than anything else that an employee... You don't find a lot of places where an employee puts their money back in the place they work.
That's right. So 3 weeks from today, noon to four. I wanted to make sure I got the time
yes.
on that. Okay. What else do we have coming
yes.
up?
We have a very big celebration concert in Clinton County coming up. I'm so excited. So we're going to be partnering with the city of Frankfort to throw this concert, Prairie Creek Park. And that is going to be June 11th at 6:30. We've got Jack Toe Band coming. And we've got lots of surprises up our sleeves, so we're very excited. We're our nonprofit partners. Several of them are going to have booths at this event. We're going to have a table. We put out a press release that you guys probably saw. We've got some surprise scholarships up our sleeve that you might want to apply for, and I'm going to let Kat talk a little bit about those here, and I might jump in some. But
and while Kat, while they're switching the mic over, I will tell you that you can go back and check out Clinton Carroll or BoonCountyDailyNews.com to see that post again, and we will continue to repost it. But Kat's going to give us kind of a quick preview now.
Sure. So we're awarding three $5,000 scholarships. Ooh, the application is open, and it closes May 21st, so you still have some time. So let's kind of talk about who should apply, who's able to. The scholarship opportunity is open to the class of 2026 graduating high school seniors, current undergraduate students, students enrolled in a trade or vocational program, returning students, non-traditional students, and current graduate or doctoral students. But applicants, there's some things that you have to have, so not a lot. I mean,
yeah. You do have to apply. We're
right.
not just walking out there doing the old money thing like this. You got to do a little bit.
Some Clinton County specifics.
There you go.
There
okay.
is Clinton County specifics. Yes. So you have to have a permanent address in Clinton County, be a graduate of a Clinton County high school, and have a minimum GPA of a 2.0. So if you are interested in applying, oh, and we also said students who, apply to the 2026 general scholarship application, they don't need to reapply and they'll automatically be included in the application pool.
So it's not as often that we get to hear folks that get a chance to earn a scholarship that are already maybe in college or whatever, or going to a trade school. I love mm-hmm. that this encompasses all of that.
Yeah, the board really wanted to include that when we talked to them about being able to do that. So
celebrate the breath.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But in order to apply, you can go to our website. I think I have that on the back. So cfclinton.org/30thCelebration, and it should take you right there. So you'll be able to click on and see these specifics that we talked about and what all you need. And then it'll take you to our application portal, and it's open for you.
Okay, and those applications are due, what'd you say, the 21st?
Yes,
May 21st.
And
I just wanted to tell you guys, like, this is our 30th celebration. Like, this is what we're wanting to do. We want to showcase what we do, but we also want to celebrate with the community what we do. And so this was something we talked about, and we decided as a team and as a board, the board decided, let's find a way to celebrate as many of our community members as we can, include them in this. When you apply, but you have to be present at the concert. So you're going to have to check in at the concert to be put in the official drawing. So the application is step one, but you have to come to the concert to be actually eligible. So you have to have an application and be there in person and check in at our table in order to be eligible for one of three $5,000 scholarships. So,
you know, I love this, that it is a celebration for the community, because you know how competitive I was during the Lilly Grant raising that money. I get really competitive that way.
Yes.
And so I love the idea that you're doing this as a community, because it took everybody. It took every dollar. It took every quarter that somebody
yep.
dropped in. It took every penny for us to hit that match. And so I'm super excited about this as a chance to then give everybody an opportunity to come
yeah.
and be like, just thank you. Thank you for giving back to your community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to being a part of it as well.
Well, and for you to know, like we mentioned this, over the past 30 years, the Clinton County Foundation by itself has put out $13.3 million in grants.
Wow.
And $3.7 million in scholarships. So, like, there's some really big numbers that we have to celebrate in 30 years. And so we want to really get out in front of the community and with the community and just join together and say, like, hey, we did this. And, like, let's look forward to the next 30 years and what's to come. The three $5,000 scholarships, super exciting. There's also some other tricks up our sleeve that
oh.
you'll find out about at the concert that have to do with our nonprofits. And we're really excited about it. So you definitely want to be at this concert. It's going to be fun. We have some big checks. We're gonna pull out our big check.
You're just like Oprah again, aren't
I know.
You? And you get some money, and you get some
it's
money.
The best
and
job ever.
That is
the best
job
ever. I'll also have T-shirts for the foundation. We're gonna have some other swag at the concert. We want to join together. We're gonna have food trucks there. We're working on that with the city. So it's just gonna be a big celebration, and I hope that you'll join us, and you know, just enjoy the evening. It'll be a Thursday evening, and we want to have fun. We want to see you guys. We're going to be wearing our shirts. Our board members are going to try to be there. We just want to celebrate with Clinton County.
Yeah, get it on your calendar for June 11th.
Yeah.
And so we are absolutely looking forward to that very much.
Yeah, and we'll be sharing more about it as we get closer and keep talking about it here and just making sure the community knows.
They will.
That's going to be fun. I'll tell my son, too, because June 11th is his birthday.
Oh.
But he also received one of the early... Yeah, I'm going to date myself here. But he did receive one of the early Community Foundation scholarships.
Well, it is a good chance for those folks to come back together and start, you know, if you got a scholarship, how fun would it be to see other people that got them?
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about this.
Well, I have one more thing to hit at, and I'm not going to go into deep details with you guys today, but we're getting ready to roll it out. You know, we talked about our match last time. We may or may not have another match opportunity coming up here that I'm going to share with you guys here soon. That
was going to be one of my
got
questions.
Got dropped in our lap. So we may be able to do a triple your impact.
I'm just
going to
read between the lines here. When you say may or may not, we kind of know. That was very not sly.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm just going to say we have another chance. Okay.
Yeah. And Clinton County's already made a dent in it is what I'll say. Yeah. Clinton County's.
Love
so
my
your competitive
community.
Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because you guys got it done early. So you know how you guys finished last time early? The earlier you finished the last match, the earlier we got to start the new one. So I'm just giving a little plug here, a little hint at the fact that we're getting to continue to boost our unrestricted dollars for your community. And we're going to talk more about that at the concert. But we're really excited for the opportunities on the horizon for the foundation and not for the foundation, but for the community. Every dollar that's coming in is going to get, you know, grow and get into the community. So,
yeah, I see such an impact, you know, when I talk to people and how we've been able to impact children and people with addiction and all these different things, health needs. And we have just, and people comment from other communities because, you know, I do sales in other locations and people say, how you guys do that over there? How you guys do that over there? I'm like, well, have you ever heard of the Community Foundation?
Yeah.
They're a big contributor to helping us do these things.
But also, have you ever heard of our community members, like really, truly. I mean, I know that you say Community Foundation, but it's not us. It's the community. It's all the people.
But it takes someone to spearhead it.
Yes, we're the center. We're the center point. Like we're what I like to call like the conduit for it. You know, we make sure it happens for you. But you guys are doing the work. Like you guys are getting the dollars in here, and you know, passionate community members is what makes these things happen. And Clinton County, Carroll County, Howard County, you know, we get to support all three, and there is so much passion in each community for supporting their local community, and that's what community foundations do. I had the opportunity, actually, when I was in D.C. to talk to some people at my table. We were just talking about it, and I am such a nerd for community foundations, so I'm probably really annoying to sit with at a table. But they were asking me, and because I was doing this with a different type of foundation, and they were like, "Well, what's a community foundation?" I'm like, oh, thank you for asking me. I love to tell this story. Community foundations are focused on your local community. Like, there's all different foundations, and they're focused on other things, you know, and they're great. Like, the foundation I was there supporting in D.C. is focused on people with immune deficiencies. And so, like, that's fantastic. They have a very focused mission. Our focused mission, Community Foundations, is your local community. You give to the Clinton County Community Foundation, those dollars stay in Clinton County. You give to Carroll County, they stay in Carroll County. Howard County, same thing. And so, like, when you're talking about people that are passionate about the community, this is the way to get your dollars into the community and keep it growing locally for your community. And what I was talking about this with this person was, like, we've talked about this on air here. When there's a natural disaster somewhere, look for the Community Foundation. Because that Community Foundation is going to get those dollars reliably to the organizations that are serving that disaster in the best way. Because we know that places take advantage of, you know, people that are not so great take advantage of disaster and people's...
Others in crisis.
Yeah. And so the Community Foundation is just a reliable source when North Carolina, when those things happen, Community Foundation, when the Hawaii fires happen, I looked for the Community Foundation. And they almost always start up a program specifically or a fund specifically for that disaster so they can get the dollars out. And I can tell you, like, if we ever had to be reactive, we know the people that are the boots on the ground because we're talking to them. And so we're going to be able to get the dollars where they need to go very quickly, which is just the beauty of community foundations.
And I know we're running close on time here because the mayor's going to come on here in just a minute. But in the meantime, real quickly, the farmers are, you know, trying to get in the field. Can you talk a little bit about the gifts of grain?
Yeah. So we're working on some stuff for this and we'll be talking about this more. But with this match opportunity that's coming up, we're going to be able to match gifts of grain 2-for-1 to unrestricted funds. So we're really excited about that. And so we're working on facilitating that from the grain elevators. Gifts of grain is not a new concept. You guys know a lot about it. It is something that we haven't really driven hard with the foundation, but we want to make it more available to our farming community because we know that sometimes that is a really good way for them to be able to do their charitable giving and support their community. So we're going to have some things coming out here soon. We're working on some documents so that you guys have easy access to that, especially as you get into harvest season. And especially looking at like, hey, I could triple my grain. Like, that's kind of cool. So that's upcoming. And we're going to be working on that beyond just the unrestricted. If you wanted to support another, say you want to support a scholarship with your gift of grain, that's an option too.
So, all right.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys, your wealth of information on this and a lot of other things. Emily Himmersbach and Catherine Calabro from the Community Foundations of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County. Again, put on your calendar, June 11th is the concert night, and there will be so many things happening that night. And, of course, you'll be on, we'll be on again before then, right?
Yes, okay, we'll be hitting at least one more.
Right, okay, and we'll hear more about that. But, of course, you'll hear about it from us as well because we've got in our stack that Mel and I keep telling you folks about. So you'll be hearing a lot of that coming up in the near future. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. I love that you always come over and we appreciate you.
Oh, we love it. Thank you so much,
guys. All right,
we'll
talk to you soon. In the meantime, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is coming up on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.